Are there vampires on the dark web? I know you think this might be a crazy topic, and I agree. I didn't believe it as well. A friend told me about a party she had gone to and told me about the strange happenings going on there. She said there were people drinking each other's blood like they were vampires, and that she had let someone do it to her. She said it was simply erotic and started going back every weekend like it was some kind of drug calling her name. She told me the name of the place. It was French, something like Havre de Sang. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that correctly, but I put it into Google Translate and it really means Blood Haven. I couldn't get much information out of her. Every week she came back to college looking a little less healthier than before. We had only one class together, so I assume she was attending all of the others, and I'm sure other people noticed it as well. On the last day that I saw her, the dark circles under her eyes were extreme, and she was so pale. I could even see the blue veins under her skin very clearly. The professor asked if she was okay, and she just smiled. It was then I noticed the left veneer fang in her mouth. I think it was a veneer. It had to be, because her teeth were pretty normal before that. "Are you okay?" I asked her when the professor excused the class. "Yeah, I'm fine. Why?" she answered with her breath reeking of copper and decay. "Are you still going to that club?" She leaned in closer to me and gave a glance to the professor before answering. "Yeah, now shh. No one can know about it." "You look like shit," I said a little louder than expected. She smiled weakly, then grabbed her books and ran out of the classroom. I just shrugged and grabbed my books. The professor gave me a glare before I left, and I think I heard him say, as I walked out of the door, "Mind your own, Shell." That night I went home and decided to try to find out what she was talking about. I tried to search for every version of Havre de Sang possible, and then, after learning it meant Blood Haven, I searched for that as well. After about an hour of no luck finding any such phrase at all, I decided to get my studies done for the week. I really didn't have a lot of time to spend sleeping, so I knew just a cure for my little fatigue problem. I opened my Tor browser and clicked the link into the dark web to get some uppers that I've had a hard time finding on the surface web ever since they started keeping track of pharmacy sales. I'm not ADHD or anything like that, but the stuff really does help me stay awake to study for exams. I can't get it through a doctor because I'm not ADHD, but I can buy it with confidence from a certain hookup on the dark web. I normally only go to their sites, but today I came across a really strange banner at the bottom of their page. The banner read, "You don't need drugs to stay awake forever. -TVC. A little too excited, I clicked on the link, which took me to a black screen with deep red letters that resembled dripping blood. The query said, "Are you over 18? And I clicked yes. Another link popped up that said, "Are you a fed?" Of course I clicked no. Wouldn't they? Then another button popped up with the text, "Click to enter, but do not tell anyone you have been warned." I clicked the button and waited for about 30 seconds before the next window popped up. This window was a bit disturbing. It was a picture of a naked woman and a man dressed in all black. He was looking directly at the camera while holding the woman close to him. Blood was dripping down her neck and off her breast, then onto the floor. He was smiling. Blood dripped down from his bottom lip and from the two prominent fangs that protruded from his gums. There was no way this was real. There were no such things as vampires. But I went ahead and clicked the continue button anyway. A window popped up with the words, "Welcome, human," in all caps, and a video started to play. There were people in a room dancing in what looked like blood squirting out from small holes in the walls. From one corner, a young woman was pulled from a cage screaming. She tried to stand her ground, but the floor was so slick and wet that she horrifically slid along as a large man in a white blood-stained shirt and black pants pulled her through the crowd. As he passed the camera, dragging her along, he gave one quick smile and a wink. It was the man from the original picture. At first, he was very handsome, but as he passed, his eyes glowed red and his face snarled up like a hungry demon. He gave out one loud laugh as he pulled the woman to a large tank. She screamed as he grabbed her and sunk his long, enormous fangs into her jugular as she collapsed into his arms and began rubbing her blood-soaked body all over his. He held up his middle finger toward me with an incredibly long fingernail, then sliced her from the neck down to her pelvis with his nail. As her guts began tumbling from her abdomen and blood gushed from her center, the other vampires, or whatever they were, circled around her and knelt down around her body to catch the blood now flowing in all directions. The man grabbed her intestines and held them toward the camera, laughing in victory and taking a large bite from them as her screams gurgled down into nothing. Then the camera flashed off and another of what I assumed would only be another actor appeared. "Did you like the show?" He looked straight at me through the lens. I felt warm inside, like he was actually looking at me. "I don't understand. This was a show?" I said dumbly into my screen, thinking he actually would answer me or hear me. And yet he did. "Oh, yes. Do you think we could actually get away with this?" Moments later, the woman who was torn apart came stumbling out of the other room and laughing with the other men. She was still naked but completely clean. The others had clothes on that still looked blood-stained. "Come play," she cooed into the camera, then waltzed off into another doorway. The main vampire held up a business card and I quickly snapped a picture with my phone. I didn't know what was going on, but this was all an act, and a fun one at that. I wanted to see what it was all about. "Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., be here. You must have $100 at the door, or you won't be able to get in," the man said, and then the screen went dark. Honestly, I couldn't sleep that night. I wondered what would happen if I actually did go to the location given to me on the card. All night I tossed and turned thinking about it and wondering what it would be like to experience such a cosplay event. I decided the next night I was going to grab $100 out of the ATM and head on over to the place. Why not? It was all fake, right? I went to class the next day and then stopped by the bank after. Instead of only $100, I took out $400 and grabbed a cab to the next city over. I didn't know if there was going to be drinking involved or what, and leaving my car in the city downtown wasn't acceptable to me. Once there, I decided to get a hotel room and then some black hair dye and makeup at the drugstore. I also stopped by a thrift store and picked up some really cool clothes that made a great goth costume. And that afternoon at the hotel, I put together my masterpiece. Once I arrived, around 10 to 11 p.m., they greedily took the 520s from my hand and stamped my arm with the stamp of the devil on the inside of my right wrist. I'm not sure what the significance of that was, I suppose, so it didn't get washed off when I went to the restroom. As I entered the room, I noticed the walls were completely white, and the floors were covered in dark red carpets. Tables lined the walls, and the floor was bare, allowing for dancing. The tank in the corner was empty. I went to the back and ordered some of the house's special red wine and found a seat at an empty table near the exit. I cringed as I tasted the wine. It was definitely wine, but it had a strange coppery taste to it, like blood. I tried to act as if I enjoyed it, and as I consumed the contents of the glass, the lights dimmed and people started coming out of the red curtains in the back. They were dressed all in black clothes that were really tight. Their eyes were black with red irises and lips stained red. One smiled at me and his fangs protruded from the red slots of his lips. For a moment I was lost in his gaze until he looked away. It was unnerving, to say the least. They all picked a partner to dance with, and he picked me. I stood, feeling a little woozy from what I supposed was the wine, and began dancing with a strange man. He ran his hands up and down my body and pulled me close with his long arms like snakes wrapped around my whole body. I felt his tongue against my neck and then burning. As his teeth pierced my skin, I wanted to scream, but something had a hold of my voice. As he continued to suck the blood from my neck, I fell into his arms. I remember there was screaming next. Another person was being dragged to the tank, and as they cuffed her feet and hung her upside down and lowered her into the pit, they cut her wrists and neck as the blood poured from her body and the remains were discarded. Then one after the other were lowered into the tank upside down by their feet and discarded after their bodies were exanguated. I didn't know if it was real or not, nor did I care at that point. All I wanted was his lips upon my neck, and as if to read my mind, he just kept going. Soon the tank was full and the walls started spurting out the red liquid. It splashed on my face as I licked my lips. I knew it was blood, and I liked it. I fell into the stranger's arms, and I only remember him picking me up and bringing me to a room in the back where he removed my clothes and washed me off, then covered me with a blanket. The next morning my clothes were as clean as when I purchased them and set next to my bed with a rose. "Come back soon. I want to taste you again," was written on the note. At this point, I have no idea if any of it was real or if they gave me drugs to make me hallucinate. I do know that I have 2 puncture wounds in my neck, and I am going back again tonight, for I am drawn to the place. I feel a little faint, and I felt the need to eat a lot of meat today. It seemed to give me strength and pushed me toward the door to another night at the Blood Haven. If you do see this online on the dark web, do not attempt to go there, for it will capture you, and you will not be free of its clutches. I hope they do not read this, for I do not know what will happen to me if it is found out that I told their secret to everyone. But I must warn you not to go there. That is all I will say as I'm putting on these goth clothes and getting ready to head out the door.